18 minutes and your company catches up on 10 years of research.
Access main program. Access main security.
These pictures were taken in hospital in Costa Rica 48 hours ago.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but look.
Boy, do I hate being right all the time.
But today, I guarantee it.
Welcome back, everybody, to a bonus episode of the Jurassic Park Podcast. And I know you may have just listened to our week's episode where we talked about the entire history of the next Jurassic World film up until now. And I think I may have said in that episode, you know, things may change and probably will change as soon as this week. And guess what? They have changed. Apparently, take this with a grain of salt because we've done this before. We found our director already, but guess what? We found a new one. This time, the latest director attached to this upcoming Jurassic World movie is none other than Gareth Edwards. Oh my God. I'm going crazy right now. This is wild, wild news to me. I am so beyond hyped. Deadline is reporting this. The Hollywood Reporter has been reporting this as well. And this is wild. Gareth Edwards. And we all know Gareth Edwards. Gareth Edwards worked on great things like, well, what I would assume is great things. I love the 2014 Godzilla movie. I think Star Wars Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars movie of all time. Gareth Edwards directed that. There's some, you know, issues going on there between Tony Gilroy and Gareth Edwards, but whatever the case may be, Gareth Edwards is the name on the screen. And also last year's The Creator, which I really, really dug that one as well. So Gareth Edwards is somebody that I absolutely love. And, you know, we did hear the reporting recently that, you know, they were looking, Universal was looking for somebody to kind of just go in there and shoot what they wanted. And that seems to be what Gareth Edwards is doing. He's going to be going into the Jurassic franchise to do what Universal wants him to do. Hopefully that means that he can maybe stick around and do some stuff in the future with more of a vision. That would be great if he could. But this is great because if you did see Godzilla 2014, Gareth Edwards really, like, paid tribute to Jurassic a lot in that film. There are so many sequences and shots that look like they are straight out of a Jurassic film. So Gareth Edwards is somebody who knows the scope of major films like a Godzilla, like a Star Wars, and does great things with those movies. And now coming to Jurassic to maybe do one of these smaller films that we've been hearing rumblings about. So if Gareth Edwards is doing a smaller film, I know he just made the Creator with on a smaller budget too. So that is good to know that maybe we're kind of be focusing on a smaller budget, a smaller movie with a pretty big time director that I am absolutely thrilled to have in the mix here. So again, this has been reported, but not officially confirmed in any way. But this is the latest Gareth Edwards on board to direct the next Jurassic film. That is incredible to me. And also to note, I don't know the full history here, but I know Gareth Edwards worked with Michael Giacchino on the score for Rogue One. So who knows? Maybe Giacchino could be back in some way. That would be a nice addition. Giacchino knows his way around, and I would love to hear him dive more into that Lost World score, maybe. That's just a nice little add-on conversation piece. But Gareth Edwards, back in the mix. Check out more on the website and in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this little one, this little bonus episode here. And if you want to hear more about the ongoing history, I guess, of this upcoming movie, dating back to hopefully around 2020 when we started talking about it, there's a lot of changes and developments along the way. So go listen to the most recent episode, 372, with Tom Jurassic. We took a look at the entire history. So yeah, go listen to our weekly episodes on the podcast feed and our weekly live streams over on YouTube every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. EST. And yeah, follow us on social media, Threads, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, at Jurassic Park Pod. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening to this. Stay safe out there. Be kind. And as always, enjoy.